first Science of Wholeness podcast, titled Why Humanity Needs Wholeness, which aired Saturday, February 17th, 2024. There is indeed a need to act in wholeness rather than acting from fragmented thinking. Much of our suffering and struggles for survival come from acting out of short-sighted and selfish tendencies instead of following a Science of Wholeness lifestyle. Why must everyone align as closely as possible with the principles of wholeness? Because let's face it, life is far from perfect and in dire need of improvement. To begin with, there is so much in life that can seem terrifying. We are clinging to the surface of a 7,917.5-mile diameter spinning sphere, floating in a space without any boundaries except the speed of light. Our world orbits through space at the speed of 67,100 miles per hour, while the Sun, in turn, moves around our galaxy at around 143 miles per second. Furthermore, whatever life might be lurking outside our solar system could be so advanced that we probably would not recognize it, even if it stared us in the face, and God forbid it have sinister intentions. And I have barely scratched the surface. The human lifespan is limited, and even though countless diseases have been overcome, many more degenerative diseases remain problematic and concerning. We live in a world of fear, with vast numbers still not knowing where their next meal may come from. We must confront the reality of our human condition with unwavering honesty and courage. Our world, though filled with wonders and advancements, is also fraught with numerous challenges and adversities that affect the lives of millions. From the moment we are born, we are thrust into a world where pain, limitations, dangers, diseases, and countless other difficulties lurk around every corner. The average person in their daily journey through life encounters a multitude of obstacles that test their resilience and fortitude. For many, economic hardships loom large as they struggle to make ends meet and provide for themselves and their families. Inequality, injustice, and systemic barriers often exacerbate these challenges, leaving countless individuals marginalized and disenfranchised. But it is not merely financial burdens that weigh heavily on the human spirit. Physical ailments and mental health issues plague our societies, casting a dark shadow over the lives of those affected and their loved ones. From chronic illnesses to debilitating disabilities, the toll of disease and infirmity is a stark reminder of our vulnerability as mortal beings. Moreover, the silent epidemic of mental illness silently ravages minds and souls, leaving untold suffering in its wake. Yet even beyond the realm of health and economics, our world is fraught with peril and uncertainty. Environmental degradation threatens the very future of our planet, as climate change wreaks havoc on ecosystems and communities worldwide. Political strife, conflict, and unrest sow seeds of discord and division, tearing at the fabric of our societies and undermining the prospects of peace and stability. In the face of such daunting challenges, it is easy to succumb to despair and resignation. But let us remember that it is precisely in times of adversity that the indomitable spirit of humanity shines brightest. Throughout history, ordinary individuals have risen to extraordinary heights, demonstrating courage, compassion, and resilience in the face of seemingly insurmountable odds. Today, as we stand on the precipice of a new era, let us reaffirm our commitment to building a better world for all. Let us strive to alleviate the suffering of those in need, to break down the barriers that divide us, and to foster a more just, equitable, and compassionate society. Let us harness the power of innovation and collaboration to confront the existential threats that loom on our horizon and forge a path toward a brighter future for for generations to come. Let us heed the call to action that echoes through the annals of history, and let us embark on this journey with courage, conviction, and unwavering determination. It is only by facing the challenges of our time head-on that we can truly fulfill the promise of our shared humanity and create a world where all may thrive. It is time for us to pause and reconsider our relationship with the natural world and with each other. Burckhardt's trajectory, marked by exploitation, degradation, and disregard for delicate balance of ecosystems, has led us to the brink of ecological and social collapse. Yet, amidst the turmoil and uncertainty, there exists a path forward, one rooted in the principles of wholeness, harmony, and respect for the interconnected web of life. For too long, humanity has viewed itself as separate from nature, as masters of the earth, rather than stewards of its bounty. This mindset has fueled a relentless pursuit of progress at any cost, leading to the depletion of resources, the pollution of air and water, and the destabilization of the climate. But as we stand on the cusp of a new era, we must acknowledge the folly of our ways and embrace a more holistic approach to our existence. Finding wholeness begins with recognizing the inherent interconnectedness of all living beings and the intricate web of relationships that sustains life on this planet. Just as every thread is essential to the integrity of a tapestry, so too is every species vital to the health and vitality of our ecosystems. By honoring this interconnectedness and working in harmony with nature, rather than against it, we can begin to heal the wounds that we have inflicted upon the earth. Central to this vision of wholeness is the concept of sustainability, a commitment to meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. This requires a fundamental shift in our values and priorities, placing the well-being of people and the planet above short-term gains and profits. It means embracing alternative models of development that prioritize conservation, regeneration, and equity, rather than relentless consumption and exploitation. But achieving the true sustainability requires more than just technological innovation or policy change. It requires a profound shift in consciousness, a reawakening to the sacredness of all life and the interconnectedness of all things. It means recognizing that we are not separate from nature, but rather integral parts of a larger whole, and that our well-being is inextricably linked to the health and vitality of the ecosystems that sustain us. As we embark on this journey towards wholeness, let us draw inspiration from the wisdom of indigenous cultures and traditional knowledge systems, which have long understood the importance of living in harmony with nature. Let us heed the call of the earth and strive to become not just stewards, but active participants in the ongoing process of regeneration and renewal. In closing, let us commit ourselves to building a future that is truly sustainable, equitable, and just, a future where all beings can flourish in harmony with the natural world. Let us embrace the principles of wholeness and work together to create a world that reflects the beauty, diversity, and interconnectedness of life on this planet. Now I have to ask, can you help support the ongoing expenses required to run this website by providing me with a small donation? You can also help by purchasing any number of the 21 ebooks featured on this site, written by me, to enhance your life and help solve some of the deeper issues you must be facing today. The Car Gold Jewelry also needs your business, which provides me a small commission for every piece of jewelry sold through my websites, Science of Wholeness and WholeJoy.com. We need to work together to help create a better world, through higher consciousness, rather than continue to struggle in a world of separation run by fragmented thinkers. And this is the end of my podcast for now. Take care.